You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Apparently the kids are a little bit too well-educated about COVID-19.
Right.
Do you reckon there's such a thing?
I don't think there's such a thing as being too educated about anything, is there? Is that a bad thing?
Yeah, well, it's one thing to say that you could be overly educated about, you know, ensuring that you're following your social distancing, wearing your masks when you need to, but now the kids are apparently worried about Santa going to and from houses.
Right, yes. Actually, it's interesting you bring this up because I did see Dan Andrews, the Premier of Victoria, in a press conference. I'm sure he was talking about other stuff. But he did say that Santa wouldn't have to do the 2 weeks quarantine because that would be a headache going all around the country. He would be able to come into Victoria. I haven't seen what Gladys has said about the situation thus far. But, I mean, it's an important issue, I assume. A press conference isn't far off.
Well, it's funny you mention that because obviously the kids know how many people are supposed to be inside their bubbles and outside their bubbles, and the parents have had to weigh in about why it's safe for Santa to travel.
Okay.
Any ideas?
So what? So kids have come to the parents and say, oh, why can Santa travel and Grandma can't, for example? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, and also isn't it cute? They just want to protect, they want to protect their mums and dads.
I mean, yeah, obviously stay COVID safe. I hope that Santa's wearing a face mask this year.
Yes, big time.
But no, like, what have they been asking?
Here we go.
So some kids are very worried that Santa's going to be in all these other houses and then it coming into theirs, and will he bring the virus? So, I can tell you I have unconfirmed reports that actually Santa has been considered an essential worker. He's going to be first in line for the vaccine.
So first in line for the vaccine, and also I was just assuming that he was, what do they call it? Not inoculated, but I assume he was just immune from day dot.
You know, it's interesting. I saw another news article over the weekend that said the Queen's going to be first in line for the vaccine. So I'd love to be at the vaccine centre on that first day when there's just the Queen and Santa just kind of hip and shouldering, get out the way, I'm going first. Just the Queen hip and shoulder Santa out of the way.
Well, that's an idea. They could do that because
the Queen and Santa should not have a fight over the vaccine. That should not happen.
Well, not a fight, but they could go together and get it done at the same time. Because did you hear why the Queen's doing it?
I assume just because she's the Queen?
No. Because, well, obviously you want to protect the Queen.
Yeah.
God.
I mean, the British national anthem is literally God save the Queen. And it was our national anthem for a little bit as well.
Literally is. apparently also to show people that it's safe. So if the Queen does all of Britain, Santa can do all of the kids.
Yeah.
Then we just need someone that's going to prove it to the adults of the world that aren't British that it's all good.
Who could that be?
I assume it's the Hoff in your book.
David Hasselhoff, yeah. Yeah, I put the first day at the vaccine centre, Santa, the Queen, David Hasselhoff fighting over who gets the first jab.
Yeah, three of them rock up in the line first. Which one's going first?
I mean,
one do you want to save?
I mean, no offense to Santa and the Queen, but the Hoff's got them on physicality.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
But the Queen can get him beheaded. And Santa's magic.
I reckon she's probably got a knife on her at all times, though.
I don't know. If please, let's reality TV, let's make that happen. Who will get the vaccine first? The Queen, Santa, or David Hasselhoff?
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, Christmas, it's not far off. It's, I think, like under 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
My maths is correct.
I'm so confused about the calendars, but we'll talk about that later in regards to, have they had 7 days of treats yet?
I don't know.
We'll discuss.
I mean, it's been a tough year. I've had 321 days of treats so far.
I had a whole packet of crisps the other day.
Simo, how's your Christmas shopping going, by the way? Have you? All hell good or all hell bad?
It's so bad, but I have family Christmas back home, right? And I have not seen a list of things that I have to get, because it's a round robin type scenario. You don't necessarily get gifts for like everyone. Like mum's kind of sorting it out on behalf of the family.
Okay.
Rather than each individual doing it, it's kind of like we're very lazy. when it comes to my folks, yeah. Mm. So I haven't purchased anything, zero.
You'll be leaving as a lot. You'll be flying home. You'll just be getting all the stuff at the airport before you leave.
Picking up something for free.
Well, Simo, do they still give out those free pillows on flights? Yeah, just, let's get one of them.
Just Simo cruising around the snowies on bin day. Whoa, look at that.
Well, Simo, the reason I bring up Christmas shopping is, well, I mean, you know I'm impartial to a little bit of online shopping. I don't mind doing, you know, just browsing through the Amazon and the eBay and all that sort of stuff.
You're the resident expert.
However, I saw this over the weekend, and, like, this may take the cake. Like, I think I would like to buy this, but the joke would wear off very quickly.
Okay.
A guy in England has decided to buy himself a 35-foot-tall inflatable statue of this movie character.
How dare you enter the Grinch's lair! The impudence! The audacity!
He has bought a 35-foot-tall inflatable statue, I guess you'd call it, of the Grinch.
Where's he putting it?
He's put it out the front of his house. He's got a two-story house. It's bigger than the house. It's bigger than a giraffe, this thing.
Oh, right. So
it's huge.
So sizable as well. It's not just tall. It's to scale.
Wait, are you trying to call the Grinch fat?
Well, I'm just wondering, because I assume that's quite big, like width-wise as well, right?
No, well, it's like... Not necessarily width-wise, just more okay. Height is the major thing.
Oh.
It's taller than the house. This guy is 49. He wanted to give his 7-year-old daughter a Christmas treat. Now, there's Christmas treats,
yeah.
And then there's Christmas treats.
Yeah, that's it.
Simo,
mm.
If you got home this afternoon and saw that your landlord or housemate had decided to buy a 35-foot-tall inflatable statue of the Grinch... On a scale of 1 to 10, how shocked would you be?
Oh, you'd be shocked, for sure. It'd cause... I think there's more issues with a 7-year-old in the house.
Yeah.
Because when she goes to sleep at night and there's just a big Grinch eyeball looking through from the second-story window, bit frightening.
Yeah, yeah. I can see how that wouldn't be the best.
So much so, like, even the makeup and the whole Grinch vibe. I read this the other day. Did you see... So, obviously, it's Jim Carrey in the... Is it the Jim Carrey version as well?
Well, I mean, it's... Let's not go into detail. It's a giant green thing. I don't... I mean, okay. they haven't gone into put as much work into it as Jim Carrey's makeup for that
okay.
movie.
Yeah, but as in, so it's not even necessarily a replica?
To be honest, it looks more like... Do you remember a couple of years back, like 2 or 3 years back, there was an animated version of The Grinch that came out, which was terrible?
I watched it last night.
The animated version?
Yeah.
Why did you watch that? Watch the original. It's better.
I was hanging out with the family.
Yeah, we'll family. Tell them to watch the original.
Yeah, well, anyway, we watched that, so it's more like the animated one.
Yeah, it's more like the animated
right,
one.
Right, yeah.
Mm.
Because the makeup that Jim Carrey wears, he had to go through effectively like SAS torture training in order to be able to do 8-day shoots in that amount of prosthetics.
Okay.
Because that's just how hectic the Grinch costume is.
Mm.
So it's horrifying in many ways, the Grinch.
Yeah. I think we can confirm, safe to say, this dad didn't go through an 8-day SAS course to pay for this, but the daughter may need therapy.
Yeah. Actually, what would be worse? Is it worse that he's purchased the massive statue, or would it be worse if the 7-year-old just woke up one morning and dad was the Grinch cooking breakfast? Both are therapy. Both are issues.
Look, might as well just do both. Just go all out.
Double down.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
We are inching ever closer to Christmas, much like your walk home from the supermarket, and stopping every day people use the ad... What is it called? It's a calendar, a Christmas calendar.
Advent calendar?
Yeah, maybe. I think that's what it's called.
I think Advent calendar is the one where kind of every day in the lead up to Christmas there's a little box type thing that you open and it's got a little chocolate or a little toy or something like that.
Yeah, so, and the one I want to bring to your attention is the Celebrations Advent calendar. Celebrations, the chocolate... I don't think they actually manufacture, but they bring all the best chocolates together.
It's like Cadbury favourites, but different.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing, but different chocolates.
So...
I'm an expert when it comes to chocolate.
People have been weighing in on social media suggesting that Celebrations has already ruined Christmas.
Okay.
It's harsh, I know.
Big cool. I mean, it's been a tough year. They would have had to do something pretty drastic to ruin Christmas.
Well, what has happened is each and every single day, obviously they open up the advent calendar, there's the little doors and they get a chocolate each day in the lead up.
Right, yeah.
And what has happened is 4 days in a row, at the very start of the advent calendar, people have copped a bounty bar.
Ooh.
So the bounty is the chocolate with coconut flakes, right?
Yeah, it's a very divisive issue. Either right. You love it or you hate it. There is no one in the world who goes, yeah, bounties, I don't mind them. If you either love them or hate them.
If you gift them, well, apart from myself, I can go one or I can leave it. But when you're gifting them to someone, it has a very clear meaning, don't you think? It has a very clear connotation associated with it.
What? The fact that I was given this, I don't want it, you have it?
Well, the fact is, like, if you had an option to purchase someone a chocolate bar,
yeah,
and you chose a bounty.
Yeah. It's a unique choice.
It says a little bit about what you and what your relationship is with that person.
Unless that person loves coconut.
Because it's worth mentioning, when chocolate has been purchased around here, I've been the one copping the bounties. I'd just like to put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who I've upset.
Don't read in between the lines.
So 4 days in a row, lots of people on their advent calendars getting bounties 4 times in a row and taking to social media to let the company know that you have ruined it.
Well, I mean, the people that love bounties would be, they would think all their Christmases have come at once. It's raining bounties.
Do you think maybe they're not a popular chocolate?
Look, the fact that people have taken to social media claiming this chocolate has ruined Christmas and we're just in mid-December, I think it's probably safe to say maybe not the most popular chocolate choice.
So the general manager, the GM of Celebrations, is looking around the factory. He's like, oh, man, we've got a lot of bounties left over. Yeah. There's a lot on these shelves.
Yeah. No one's buying bounties. No one's buying bounties in the month of December or ever, in fact.
So how are we going to get rid of these? Well, actually, you know what? There's this thing we've got where you don't know what the chocolate is until you open the doors.
Well, guess what, people who buy them? Every day is a bounty.
Simo and Jordan.
And hey, Simo, random question. But do you remember at what age you were when you sat down with your parents and had, you know, the talk?
Oh, my parents are very irresponsible.
Like the birds and the bees
chat.
They just
didn't bother.
Oh, did they not?
Nah, just didn't bother.
Okay, well, that's interesting because you say that because I was thinking over the weekend, hang on a second, my parents were the same.
Yeah.
They never sat down a 12-year-old Jordan and had, you know, the albeit awkward chat about the birds and the bees. Now, I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I just like to say for the record, I know all of that stuff. I found out from other
sources. You did your own research?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't take that out of context. But so I kind of feel
I never said it was practical research. I assume that it was just in the library.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the book. You know,
I mean, I assume maybe some books are involved in the library, but I don't know.
The little green book, What's Happening to Me. You know, it was very informative to a 12-year-old back in the day.
Okay, right. So you did some research, then you went to the library.
Yes.
Okay, good.
But so I was a bit kind of, you know, admittedly, you know, like I say, I know what it all means, thanks to that little green book. I missed out on having that kind of awkward conversation. It's like, you know, you've got to tick off things. You have your 21st, you know, you have the first girlfriend, first boyfriend, and, you know, you have the talk with you. You kind of tick off these things in life, and I kind of feel that I missed out on that, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
Do you feel the same or
in
not?
In that order?
No, not in that order.
21st, have the talk.
21st, first girlfriend. Okay, now you're in your mid-30s. It's now time to have the talk. No, but I kind of, like, because I kind of feel like I missed out, and I was kind of thinking, well, I could phone up my parents and ask. But, I mean, they felt awkward presumably doing it with a 12-year-old. They're not going to want to do it with a 24-year-old as I am now.
Well, you know.
So I was trying to think of another person of authority who is in my life who I could ask these questions.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean,
don't ask my parents. They won't help you.
Wasn't going to. Simo.
Yeah.
You know full well.
I'm not going to help you.
No, I'm not going to ask you.
Oh, sorry.
Even though you are older, just want to get that on the record. Well, Simo, you know full well that as of today, we actually have a brand new general manager. It is his first day. He is starting at the radio station here.
Indeed, yeah.
His name's Andrew.
Yes.
Should we? We've got his number. Should we call him up live right now and ask him how babies are made?
We's a strong word. I'll support you in your endeavour if you need the this knowledge, this forbidden knowledge, from absolutely anyone. Well, then he's probably the guy.
I mean, you'll support me so much that you've got the number punched in on the screen over there, ready to go.
Ready to rumble.
All right, we should stress, by the way, don't know. This is 100% live. He could pick up the phone and just tell us to F off.
Yeah, well.
So this is 100. We haven't planned this with anything. He might not even answer.
It's a good way to start the day.
Yeah, it's a good way to start a new relationship with a new boss as well.
Yeah, that's true. I heard he sent you a GIF, actually, before he was...
Yeah, he did something in text, but it wasn't about the birds and the bees, though. I hope he answers.
He'll have this number. Will he have this number saved already? He's on to it.
Oh, you've called Andrew.
Oh, no! He's already blacklisted our number.
Did you want to leave a message?
Dunks, answer your phone. We should say his nickname is Dunks as well.
Alrighty, well.
Now who will teach me, Simo? Now I have to go. Now I have to ask you about the birds and the bees.
You're going to have to hire one of those little green books.
I think we can just buy one. I don't want a secondhand one.
That's true. Right, so I didn't even realise that there was a book, but it's little and green.
Well, I mean...
Does it change? Is there different ones?
I don't know. Why are you asking me about what colour the book is and not the contents of the book?
Because I didn't know that there was books out there and available. Might have to look into this.
You all of a sudden seem like someone who doesn't know how it all works.
Well, like, you only know as much as you know, but there
Well, you've got our new boss's number. You can call him back in your own time.
Exactly, yeah.
And just feel free to ask whatever
but
you want.
You know what I mean? Like, education. You never stop learning, Jordan. That's what I'm saying.
But you get to a certain age where it's assumed knowledge.
You can always learn more, you know? It's like, you know, that's why they have you do the same degree 4 or 5 times, right? You're a bachelor first, then you're a master, then you're a doctor. That's how it works.
So you're going to go back to uni and do a bachelor on how babies are made.
That's it. Just keep expanding the mind.
Look, it's an option for 2021, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's an option I'm not going to take, but it's an option.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And it's time for a love chat. Love chat, baby. Love a good love chat. Now, sometimes love works and sometimes it doesn't, Jordan.
Right? I've watched many seasons of The Bachelor. Often it doesn't.
Speaking of which, did you see that? I only found out about that over the weekend.
What?
Ellie Miles.
What about her?
Done. Kaput.
Oh, that was ages ago,
wasn't it? No, okay, sorry. Her and Fraser. I'm way behind the eight ball then. It's like, I saw that. I was like, oh, well, that's sad, isn't it?
Actually, you know which one of the... Because one of the twins in the most recent season got, like... It got called off pretty much straight away, like 3 days after they filmed it or something.
Yeah, I think it was even two...
Was it 2 days after?
Yeah. Becky and Ellie. So Becky was the one that everything fell in a...
Yes, that's it, yeah.
Everything fell in a bin that was on fire in about 2 days. Mm. And then Ellie was recent-ish.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so when you say love, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. on reality TV shows, it's a pretty slim chance of it actually working.
By those maths, it's not even 50-50.
True.
Okay, now I bring to us a story of a Northern Irish woman who married a 300-year-old pirate ghost, and they've got divorced, I'm sad to say, after it was discovered he was using her.
Hang on, a 300-year-old ghost of a pirate.
That's right, pirate ghost, to be specific.
I mean, they haven't announced who is going to be next year's Bachelor. This 300-year-old pirate ghost is now eligible.
I think that's...
Can you imagine Osher going, sorry, pirate ghost, you did not receive a rose.
Sorry, white beard, you're very silver. Sorry, silver beard, you are the new bachelor.
Please take the time to say goodbye. No, so what? So you can get married to a ghost? I didn't even realise that was a thing.
No, apparently this woman did. Northern Irish woman, so she made headlines after hitching the 300-year-old pirate ghost.
Mm-hmm.
She's opened up on why she decided to divorce her spirit lover about a year later.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a good run.
I mean, I don't know what a good run would be for if you're dating a 300-year-old ghost.
So they didn't actually stay together for a year. It was 4 years together.
Okay.
So they got married in international waters in 2016.
Okay.
So it's...
Very much the pirate's home territory.
Pirate's life for her. they first met in 2010 when Jack, the pirate spirit, presented himself
to
her.
Was it Captain Jack Sparrow?
One thing led to another and they were soon wed.
Okay.
6 years later.
Right.
But it wasn't before Amanda started to notice cracks in the relationship. Like, do you want me to continue?
Please.
Like the fact that he was trying to kill her, and with her health quickly declining, she realized Jack was using her as an energy source.
I love how she describes almost like the husband trying to kill her as cracks. I mean, that's more than cracks.
He's a pirate ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he will do that.
Mm.
So the 46-year-old was soon forced to confront the truth that was staring her in her face, that Jack was basically an energy vampire.
Is this story actually real?
It's legit.
I don't know. You're reading it off a website called, I can see it on your screen, the Irish Post.
Because she's from Northern Ireland.
Yeah, thank you. I got that. But could that be like a joke Irish news website?
No, this is all legit. So well-versed in
the... Click on the sport tab. Let's see. If there's like a 300-year-old pirate ghost played basketball over the week, we'll know it's fake.
There you go. Nah, it's all legit.
Oh, no, it's genuine. It's got like news on soccer and stuff. Yeah. Okay, I stand corrected. This is legit.
Well-versed in the realm of possession and spirit attachment, Amanda was given little option but to seek divorce by exorcism at the end of the marriage.
So normally when you get divorced, you don't normally have to perform an exorcism.
She went on to say she has a few regrets about her marriage, but it was mostly positive.
Yeah, I mean, we got to go on dates for 4 years. I only had to pay for one movie ticket. It was brilliant.
She has thankfully quit all forms of mediumship in the wake of the marriage.
I think that's for the best, and I hope that this woman and the 300-year-old pirate ghost happiness.
There could be a ninja ghost for her just around the corner, Jordan.
I think maybe the ninja ghost... Maybe this... do whatever you want, but maybe ghosts... Not for you.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just let the pirate ghost and the ninja ghost go and hang out together, and we'll find someone else.
Finding love's hard enough.
I know it's tricky.
Finding love with a pirate ghost, that's one in a million.
I would have said impossible.
Finding.
Before today, I would have said impossible. Even though you've read this story, I still think it's impossible.
And then finding love with a ninja ghost, let alone finding a ninja ghost, impossible.
Yeah.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember... Don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.